The Director General of Health has confirmed 89 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total to 797. 13 people in hospital, 2 in ICU, all stable. 92 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. Only 1% have been classed as community transmission, but 17% are still being contact traced. There are 6 clusters of 10 or more people around the country. But to talk to us about how this disease is tracking thus far, Professor Mick Roberts, Professor in Mathematical Biology at Massey University Auckland. Professor Roberts, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, yes, the biggest increase in one day, 89 new cases. How do you read this, Professor Roberts?
I'm still not that concerned. Because we've still got imported cases coming through, a lot of imported cases, although there is some evidence of some small amount of community transmission at the moment. There's a new report out from Imperial College in London, who've got one of the biggest and best modelling groups in the world. They're advising the World Health Organization, and they looked at the lockdown in Europe, in various countries that have introduced lockdown. And you're looking at the reproduction number of the infection. And without any intervention, that appears to be 2 or 3. The lockdown was taking the reproduction number of the intervention down to about 1. Just above or just below 1. So it's not absolutely perfect, even the lockdown. But what it does mean is that each new case would replace itself with just 1 more case. So we should get a plateau. And we should start to see that next week, I would think, start to see the numbers plateauing off. And then if we really hold the lockdown in place, things should slowly go down. But it will be slow.
It'll be slow. Yes. Because you also said, Ashley Bloomfield also said that the elimination doesn't mean we will get rid of COVID-19 forever, and we may not be able to all step down to level 3 at the same time. So some regions will move at different times. So what, we may not be out of the woods for this for a long, long time. This virus or this pandemic will have a long tail.
It will have a long tail. For one thing, because we're eliminating the virus, then people obviously are not getting infected and therefore they're not getting immune. So we're always in danger of imported cases, the odd case that gets through the cracks, starting a small cluster. And without any immunity, the phrase is usually herd immunity. I think that's unfortunate. I prefer community immunity. Mm. Herd immunity has got into the vernacular. So without the immunity, we're always going to be at risk of transmission either from overseas or the odd case that turns up in New Zealand. So it will take a long time because it's a long way away that a vaccine comes on the horizon. Mm.
Do we know, can I ask Professor Roberts, do we know for sure that once you have contracted COVID-19 and recovered from it, that you have immunity?
We don't know for sure. For most viruses, that would be the case, unless they mutate quickly. Now, I'm a mathematician, I'm not a virologist, but I have been told that this virus doesn't appear to mutate very quickly.
Right.
I think they know about 2 variants of it at the moment. So it's a good bet. You could say that someone who's had SARS and recovered might have some immunity towards COVID-19, but that's a very small group of people, of course.
Mm. Professor Mick Roberts, Professor in Mathematical Biology from Massey University, Auckland, thank you very much for being on the program with us.